And now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett. Honored to have you join me again this week. This week, my buddy Pat McShay and I are going to conclude our discussion on Israeli atrocities are never ending. Pat, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here, Jerry.
Last week, you had mentioned a town here in Texas that was being forced to send taxpayer dollars to Israel, even though the mayor and the city council decided that we don't need to send money there. We need to take care of our own. Can you expand on that this week?
Yeah. Just about a year ago, the San Marcos City Council, I don't know if they just figured out exactly how much money their city was sending to Israel, but they found out that they sent $4.5 million to the state of Israel in a town that has a population of about 70,000 people. And they said they wanted to start spending that money on local infrastructure and the other domestic priorities, but Governor Greg Abbott told them, no, you cannot stop sending that money to Israel because that would be anti-Semitic. And if you do that, I'm going to start cutting state funding and federal funding from San Marcos.
You know,
the resolution, it called for an immediate and permanent sustained ceasefire in occupied Palestine and permanent sovereignty over the Palestinian territory. And Greg Abbott said that's anti-Semitic. You can't say that.
I went to college in San Marcos. It was Southwest Texas State University when I started. LBJ, I think, founded the university to teach educators. And the fact that the city council went Gaza first, if they had left that out of the resolution, then Abbott would have had no feet to stand on to deny them pulling this money from Israel. But because they made the statement that Gaza should have its own borders and its own sovereignty, that gave Abbott, I didn't say it gave him the right, but it allowed him a leg to stand on to claim. And, you know, this is the tired old trope, isn't it, Pat? Anti-Semitic, anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
It's not about humanity. It's about Jews first and Israel first. And the fact that Abbott is in line with DeSantis and Trump and Trump's administration on making Israel great again is very disheartening as a resident of Texas, as a former student, that I drove the highways and byways through San Marcos, and they could use $4.5 million to fix potholes and train tracks. And
well, how many other cities, not even states, how many cities across this country? This is a town of just 70,000 people. How many cities across the country are being forced to send taxpayer dollars to Israel? I'd really like to know. I wonder if you can even find that information out.
You know, that's a million-dollar question, isn't it? How many of the citizens that live in these places, like San Marcos, really know what is in the city budget? How much of their taxpayer dollars they think is going to fix their infrastructure so that it's safe to drive and they have some nice things in their town? I don't live far from San Marcos, and I still go to San Marcos, but I had no clue, Pat, until you mentioned the town, that this is, I mean, it's not far from where I grew up in Lockhart. So for this city to be punished by Abbott for wanting to hang on to their money is ridiculous. What is the money going to in Israel? Is it going to go to the settlers?
Propagandizing Americans.
Well, that too. But these settlers have been ruled illegal. The International Criminal Court, the UN, they've all said that these settlements are illegal. They are on, they are occupying Palestinian territory, and it falls on deaf ears. I mean, there was, you had a repost on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, with a D9 Caterpillar tearing up the roads in Palestine.
Those are especially made by Caterpillar for Israel. They have, they're different than others that they sell. So they're a custom made bulldozer. They're using them to dig up 100-year-old olive groves. They're using them to destroy houses, crops. It's really disgusting what's going on.
It is heinous. Pat, is what it is. And the fact that we know, I don't know if everybody knows, but you and I know, there are roads, you talk about apartheid, there are roads in Israel that are Jew only. If a Palestinian or anybody else were to drive on them, they could be arrested, incarcerated, and who knows, they could end up being tortured and sodomized by the IDF.
Oh, yeah. Because, well, you know, it's, you know, everybody talks about how segregation here, oh, is terrible and everything. And, you know, I'm with you. I'm with you there. They, you know, I think everybody should live together in peace and harmony. But in Israel, they've had Israel only streets and highways for years. They've got Israeli only parks, Israeli only swimming pool, public pools. They've got Israeli-only everything there. So it's all almost all segregated. The only people they want living in Israel that aren't Jewish are servants. Because, you know, their rabbis say that Yovadio Joseph, one of the most important rabbis in Israeli history, said that the only reason that a non-Jew should be allowed to live is to serve Israel. So that's what they think of us. They hate Christians. They hate Jesus. They destroy and vandalize Christian churches and cemetery. They're targeting Christian churches in Gaza, the West Bank, and Lebanon. Most Americans don't know that Lebanon is 25% Christian. There are a lot of Christian neighborhoods in Lebanon that are being carpet bombed right now. Thousands of people dead, tens of thousands wounded, almost 2 million people have been left homeless by these bombings. So in the Israelis think that they're humanitarian because they are dropping leaflets on these cities a couple days before they bomb them, saying, get out before we bomb you and kill you, and don't ever come back. That's what the leaflets say. So, yeah, they are going to continue. They're not going to stop unless they're disarmed. And I don't think that there is a president or a future president or a congressman or senator that has the chutzpah to say that Israel has to stop doing anything now. Yeah, we're in trouble.
Oh, very, very much. Good choice of words, Pat. You know, if you look at the map from 1948, you see Israel is a little tiny dot in the nation of Palestine. And Smotrich and what Jerry Seinfeld have said, there's no such thing as Palestine.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
Mike Huckabee said that too.
Well, true. Huckabee is a piece of trash as well. Goodness. The fact that this map shows Palestine and little tiny pockets for Israel, for the Jews to have their own little enclave, to what is going on today. Gaza has been obliterated, and they have driven. I saw a video not long ago that showed how Israel had systematically driven Palestinians out of Gaza from the top quadrant, which would be the northeast side of Gaza, and they bombed it to obliteration, and those Palestinians fled down a quadrant. And then they bombed that quadrant, and they all fled to the third and then to the fourth, and they have systematically removed them from those three quadrants into the fourth. And now I think Egypt has opened the border to allow Palestinians that want to leave Gaza to come into Egypt, but they have allowed them. They finally opened the gates. And then you hear that Smotrich wants to say we control 70% of Gaza. Well, we'll get the rest of it later, but we're going to make this a settlement.
Well, yeah, they were planning this genocide at least 2 years before the attacks on October 7th. So it was Steve Witkoff blurted that out on 60 Minutes, and Jared Kushner was sitting next to him when he said it, and his eyes got real big because he was probably thinking, I don't think you were supposed to say that, because people aren't supposed to know that we were going to drive the Gazans out 2 years before the October 7th attack, because that was the reason they were going to use. So, yeah, the atrocities that the Palestinians were accused of, or Hamas, the beheadings of babies and the raping, and, you know, almost every single one of those stories was investigated. And they found that these people all lied. They found that there was no truth to any of the accusations. And then in the Israeli newspapers and on their newscast, they were interviewing Israeli soldiers who admitted that they were shooting Israeli citizens in the kibbutzes with machine gun fire, tank fire, and missile fire from drones and from helicopter gunships, the Apache gunships that we give them. So, and then if you look at the parking lot, there were about 1,500 cars in the parking lot, and all of those cars were blown to bits. They're all blown up and burnt to a crisp because they were shot with tanks, missiles from drones, and missiles from helicopters. Hamas had no weapons that could have destroyed 1,500 cars. You can look up the pictures of that. Just look it up on most any search engine. Just put in parking lot on October 7th, and you'll see all the pictures. There's videos you can find. I've included them in some of my articles, but they had the Hannibal directive in place that day. They know the Israelis stood down. Soldiers admitted that they were ordered to stand down that day. They've admitted that they were ordered to stop routine patrols along the border that day. And it took 6 to 8 hours for the Israelis to respond to the attacks, which is ridiculous. You could fly from one end of Gaza to the next in about 10 minutes in one of those helicopters. So they could have gotten there quick, but they didn't. They allowed it to go on. And what it did, it increased the death toll, because they were all going to be blamed on Hamas, not just the ones Hamas killed, but the ones that the Israelis killed. And they know from eyewitness accounts that the Israelis killed hundreds of Israelis. And that's all been proven. It will never be broadcast on American newscasts because they refuse to show these atrocities to the American people because they're trying to hang on to their support. But it will eventually come out. That's why they're trying to control the internet and shut down websites and censor social media. They can't stand that Twitter still runs these articles. So, although I think I'm being shadow banned quite a bit, but they are still allowing posts showing these atrocities on Twitter. Very few others will. So let's just hope and pray that Twitter continues, because pretty soon we're not going to get any of this information, and they're just going to block these websites in the future.
100%. Now, Gaza notifications posted on Twitter, the tent cities in southern Gaza. And I saw a picture beforehand, and the buildings are all rubble. They have all been obliterated from the bombing. But in the streets were just rows and rows and rows of tents for the Palestinians in southern Gaza to get out of the heat, get out of the sun. But Gaza notification shows that these tents are on fire in the middle of the night. Of course, it would be the middle of the night, wouldn't it, Pat?
And
they're reporting that Israeli airstrikes targeted civilian shelters in Al-Mawasi and Khan Yunis of the southern Gaza Strip.
This is
a war crime. These are civilians.
These people were driven from their homes because their homes were destroyed in airstrikes. And even when they told these people to go to certain safe zones, they were bombing the safe zones after they went there. And so now they're establishing these refugee camps, and all they have is these tents. Most of them are makeshift tents that they put together with canvas and rope and wood that they, rubble. And that's what they're living in, cooking on open fires with no potable water, and no decent food, and the Israelis are continuing to bomb them. I mean, it's really hard to believe. But that's what's happening. That's what Americans are ignoring. But the people of America are waking up. And that's why 60% of Americans in three national polls recently said they do not support Israel anymore. And I think that number is going to continue to grow. And if this conflict continues, we're about out of our oil reserves too. So I think we had 3 weeks left of our oil reserves. Trump keeps telling us everything's fine. But from everything I see, the strait's closed again. Israel, broke the ceasefire. So I don't know what Trump's talking about. I think all they're doing is they're rearming and they're getting ready for a push after the election. Trump believes, and Bibi as well. Bibi's up for re-election in the next few months too, and he's very unpopular there. They were worried that there would be a civil war in Israel for the last couple of years because he is so unpopular. And so Trump thinks that he's going to get the Republican Party back behind him, bring the price of oil back down, get inflation in line, rearm, and go back in after the election. But, I don't think that the Republicans can carry the day. And whether he wins both Congress and Senate, if he doesn't win both, they'll start impeachment hearings immediately in whichever house he doesn't carry. And if he does win both houses, Trump may be gone. We may have a president, J.D. Vance, or the Democrats could try to pull a fast one and install that idiot minority speaker of the House of the Democrats. So that's what we have to look forward to if they don't carry the midterms. And who's excited about voting in the midterms?
Right.
You know, Trump hasn't just lost Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson. He's lost millions of people that, whether they vote or not, most people probably won't even vote in the midterms because they're so disgusted with not just this war, but just the way that everything's gone. The way everything's gone with the Epstein file. The way he still hasn't released the JFK files, which I believe would show that Israel was the main reason that he was murdered. Now, a lot of people wanted him dead. There's no doubt. Israel, I believe, was behind the assassination.
100%.
Certainly involved. So Trump didn't release that information. He didn't release the 9/11 information, which I never thought he would, because Israel's involved in that. All these things Israel is involved in, that Trump won't release the information. So people are waking up. And I think they better wake up fast. I think by 2028, people are going to reject these AIPAC pro-Israel politicians. Hopefully, they'll start rejecting them and we'll start getting America first, non-Marxist candidates. That's what we need.
You know, you're sitting here and I'm thinking the only way that Trump carries the House and the Senate with the American people is to cut off all support for Israel.
If he did that, he might win, but he'll never do it because, like, you know, I think we both agree that Trump is totally controlled by Israel at this point, and it's got to be more than just the $200 million that Miriam Adelson through at his campaign. It has a lot to do with that, but I still think Trump is, there's a lot more that's going to come out about Trump's involvement with the Epstein, you know, files. So we haven't heard the last of that. And I've read a lot of stuff about that that has never been in the mainstream news that I think is legitimate. That the FBI interviewed several of these underage girls numerous times. One girl was interviewed 3 times, and the police interviewed her before that. So they don't interview some girl 3 times unless they think it's a credible allegation. So, and there's been a number of them about Trump's involvement.
You know, every malady that has afflicted our nation, at its core, the JFK assassination, the fact that spies got uranium, enriched uranium, over to David Ben-Gurion, the attack on the Liberty, 9/11, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, everything points back towards the Mossad and Israel.
Yeah, and the Mossad admits that, you know, they've got this great assassination program and they can take anybody out at any time and blame somebody else. They're the kings of false flag attacks. Again, the Beirut bombing, the USS Cole, you name some of the others. There's so many. And, you know, what can be done? So the only way is to get new leadership, and boy, without another revolution, I don't see how that's possible.
I don't either, Pat. You know, talking about the false flags, Tucker Carlson just reported recently that in Qatar and Saudi Arabia, the authorities arrested Mossad agents. And they were
planting explosives. Yeah. Yep.
So makes you wonder what purpose would that do to bomb or set bombs, false flags in Qatar and Saudi Arabia?
Well, the reason is the same reason that these Jews do these anti-Semitic hoaxes. Did you read that? There's a new anti-Semitic hoax that affected 1,000 people. Did you see that? They just arrested a Jewish guy who was behind these hoaxes. They always catch these guys, and it's always the people who complain about these so-called attacks that are behind them. And, you know, so it's the same thing, man. They're behind this stuff. They want to blame it on other people. And it always comes back to Israel. And, yes, they're blowing up things and blaming, you know, back in the 40s, there was a ship off the coast of Gaza that was full of Jews, and they wanted to, you know, get off the boat to start their new life in Palestine or Gaza, and the ship was blown up, killing almost everyone on board. Well, it was blamed on terrorists, Muslim terrorists. Only years later did they find out, and the Israelis admitted that they had blown up the boat themselves. So they're constantly attacking their own people to get them to move in the direction they want them to move in. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me a bit that they're behind the planting those explosives. They just caught them not long ago planting listening devices near the White House, and they caught, Secret Service caught them planting a device in one of the president's vehicles. So, I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. These are the people that we're trying to make an agreement with to basically take over our country. So anyone that doesn't think that the enemies are inside the gate needs to wake up.
Exactly. The atrocities that have been committed, not just in Gaza, but Syria, Lebanon, the planting of bombs in Qatar, Saudi Arabia. What happened to Saudi Aramco? Iran says they didn't have anything to do with it. But if the Mossad were able to instigate more civil unrest that Iran is the bad guy and Jews are the good guys, that's what these false flags do. And the fact that it has come across the pond, so to speak, and has happened in America, and controlled media refuses to report on these things, the only truth that you get anymore seems to come from alternative media and the ability to post these articles and these documentaries on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. The reason they want to control X, and Elon Musk pretty much put the kibosh on the misinformation, disinformation Nazi group, was when he bought it, he unleashed the censors. He told them, look, we're not censoring all of this, so we are going to be a truth-telling organization. And now, if you have the gumption to go out there and do your own digging, you can see these reports that are coming out of Mondavice or other Middle East news organizations that are not controlled by the Rothschilds and the Zionists. Well, Pat, we have flown through 30 minutes. We have to take a brief pause. My guest today is Pat McShay. When we come back, we're going to dive right back in. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Jerry Barrett back with you again. If you were ever curious about what was behind the atrocities that have befallen this earth, one need look no further than the Rothschild dynasty. And we have an outstanding 2-volume set written by Mike King entitled Planet Rothschild, The Forbidden History of the New World Order. Volume 1 covers the time frame from 1763 to 1939. This is a unique blurb-by-blurb chronological and photographical review that will enrich your depth of historical knowledge like no other work of its kind. It starts with the American Revolution. It speaks on the Jacobin French Revolution. It speaks on the coalition wars against Napoleon. There's Andrew Jackson's war on the central bank, Karl Marx's war on sanity, the U.S. Civil War, the shocking wave of the 19th century assassination by the Reds, the conspiratorial founding of the Federal Reserve, the horrific First World War in which they attempted to enslave Germany, to the Rothschild communist subversion of Russia's Tsar. At the heart of this self-perpetuating network sits the legendary House of Rothschild. These are the true owners of Planet Rothschild. Through an alliance with other billionaire families, universities, corporations, think tanks, and media moguls worldwide, this cabal has manipulated world events and political players like so many pawns on a global chessboard. That's just Volume 1. Volume 2 covers World War II through 2015. It covers the horrific war against Hitler in Japan. It covers the Cold War. There's also the JFK assassination. The women's movement also includes global warming and the hoax that it is. Mike speaks on the fall of communism, as well as the 9/11 attacks and the war on terror. And finally, the looming confrontation with Russia and China. What is the common thread of the New World Order crime syndicate? Planet Rothschild. Volume 2 will complete the picture. And if you don't have your copy, you need to get this 2-volume set. Now, you can order a book at a time. They're $22 for Volume 1 or Volume 2. But if you buy both of them, we give it to you for $40. So $40 for the 2-volume set, please add $6 shipping and handling. That will make your total $46 for Planet Rothschild. You can order your copy by phoning us toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-800-234-9673. Again, that's 1-800-234-9673. If you care to phone our regular line, that number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can use those charge cards at our secure shopping cart at powerofprophecy.com. Powerofprophecy.com. There's an ad for Planet Rothschild right there on the main page. Click on it, put in your name, your address, your charge card, select your shipping method, hit submit, we'll get it and get it coming to you. Now, if you care to send in a check, money order, or cash, please make your check or money order payable to Power of Prophecy, and you can mail it to us here at 4819 R.O. Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. Powerful two-book set for only $46. Get yours today. Okay, and now let's return to our regular program. My guest today is Pat McShay. Pat, welcome back.
It's great to be here, Jerry.
Now, there was a recent report from the United Nations, and I know that they have been, well, they're not, I'm not one of their fans. I think it's a neutered and worthless organization. But occasionally, there is some truth that emanates from that building in New York, and they have a report called the Obliteration Doctrine. There's testimonies from health professionals about the deaths of children in Gaza, claiming they're not collateral damage, they are deliberate and targeted actions. And in this report, it says, quote, children embody demographic continuity, cultural reproduction, and collective future. Systemic violence against children has appeared repeatedly in cases later recognized as genocide. And you mentioned Danny Dannon. He is the ambassador to the UN for Israel. And I want you to hear what Danny had to say.
Israel, that we are intentionally kill civilians, that Israel intentionally targets doctors, aid workers, and journalists. Time and again, I have come here and said clearly, Israel does not target civilians. Israel does not target journalists. Israel targets terrorists. But many of you today chose to repeat the same accusations.
We continue to throw out the same accusations. This guy is a lying dog, isn't he?
Yeah, I watched that, a lot of that. And you know, the woman that spoke before him, he kept interrupting her and calling her a liar. And she just kept saying, you know, these are eyewitness reports. We have documentation. We have, you know, all kinds of evidence, you know, and he just would not shut up, would not let her speak, and just kept calling her a liar. That is what the Israelis do. It's what these pro-Israel pundits say when they go on these television shows and podcasts. They deny the atrocities, and they just say that Israel has a right to defend themselves. What does that mean? You know, that's, what a ridiculous thing to say when you're being accused of the worst, you know, human rights violation and torture and rape and sodomy. They're even raping people with guard dogs. They're training these dogs to rape these Palestinian prisoners. They interviewed a number of them. They know it's happening, and they're being called liars. The New York Times, who again, I don't always agree with the New York Times, but Mark Kristof is a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist. Of course, I know that the Pulitzer Prize isn't always giving out awards to the best people, but I saw this interview with him, and he just said that there is no question that this stuff's going on. They're raping and sodomizing males, females, and children. And then the Israeli government sued him and said he was lying. I don't know if I doubt that lawsuit gets very far, because they'll just bring in a parade of witnesses. So, yeah, they are absolutely doing all of these things, and no one's going to stop them. That's the scary.
True. You know, I came across a report about the Palestinian Journalist Syndicate. Nobody knows that 265 Palestinian journalists have been killed since Israeli aggression started. Nobody's talking about that. But according to Danny Dannon, they don't target journalists and children, and that's a bald-faced lie.
Well, an American citizen journalist was shot in the face not long ago by an Israeli sniper, and not a single thing was reported in the American media that I could find. So,
no, we blame Hezbollah. We blame Hamas. It was the Muslim terrorists that did it.
Yeah, and they're shooting media reporters who are wearing, again, vests clearly labeled as media, and medical personnel, paramedics, nurses, people that are wearing vests that say medic on them, and they're shooting these people in the head. So, you know, there's just no question it's happening. So many doctors have come forward, and they've done investigations. The BBC did an entire report, something they wouldn't have done, I don't think, just a few years ago. They did a lengthy article about documenting about 160 of these kids that were shot in the head or in the chest by Israeli snipers. So this stuff's definitely happening, and they just refuse to discuss it or even admit that it's happening.
And the reason that lawsuit won't come to bear, Pat, is because the depositions and the testimony would be damning for all of the atrocities that the IDF and the Israeli Mossad and government have sanctioned over the years, that they would be the pariah of the world. And, well, I mean, I mentioned it last week. The Knesset member that brought forth the new law that will ban the Red Cross from coming into the prisons where the Palestinians are, because it's a PR nightmare. Well, the truth is a nightmare. If it were to come out, it would actually show the people that we are not haters, that we are not anti anybody, but we are Christians and we are humanitarians. The fact that I saw a post on Twitter, and I know I keep saying this, but you really need to be on Twitter to find true news. There was a post by Ethan Levins on June 27th. Yesterday, Israel and Lebanon signed an agreement for the first time in 43 years for peace. You know what happened later?
What?
Israel bombed Lebanon 5 times.
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
There is no peace agreement Israel will recognize. It's all subterfuge and sleight of hand to allow that. I mean, how many times have they attacked Lebanon to get to the Litani River?
Yeah, it's been going on for decades and decades. They were after the Litani River in southern Lebanon long before Hezbollah was even formed.
Before
Hezbollah
Israel.
And Hezbollah was formed after the 1982 bombing, which followed the 1978 bombing. I mean, they've been after the Mitani River and Lustig after that since, what, 1919? When they were first getting inroads. That's around the same time the Rothschilds started buying up thousands of acres of land there. So, and they have no water in Israel. I'm shocked that Iran hasn't bombed Israel's desalination plant. They have no water in Israel, so they'd be in big trouble.
You know, I think that Iran knows that if they were to force Israel to carry buckets of water like the poor Palestinians,
they'd get nuked.
They would. The entire weight of the world would come down on Iran because they don't have the PR machine and the wherewithal to use it that Israel does. I mean, seriously, after the Jews took over TikTok, Netanyahu comes to New York and says, I'll pay thousands of dollars if you'll create positive Israeli content.
Yeah, he even said something about, we've got to get Elon Musk on board. So, you know, they've been trying to do that. And Israel started, I've heard that they kicked people off of Twitter for anti-Israel stuff. If that's true, I can't believe I haven't been, so I don't know about that. But, you know, they're arresting people in England for opposing genocide. I read an article today, I saw a video of a kid, looks like he's 18 or 19 years old. The British police came to his house and arrested him because he was on a Zoom call where he criticized the genocide in Gaza. They're arresting people for that. So England is wrong. The EU's not much better. Canada's no better. They're arresting people in Canada for reading from the Bible in public now. And you could probably look for that to start happening here pretty soon. I mean, we're in big trouble.
Exactly. How long before the New Testament is banned in America?
That's
something that needs to be considered because it's already banned in Israel. You can't wear a cross in Israel. They hate the cross. You can't have the New Testament. You can't proselytize to any Jew in Israel. So they're pushing the laws because they control the lawmakers here to make everything anti-Semitic, a hate crime, and put people in prison.
And for people that don't think that these churches, Christian churches, are being targeted, I read a report the other day. It was a video, and they showed a steeple on a pretty large church that was toppled over, laying on top of a church roof. And a witness said that a Israeli tank took aim and shot and hit the cross, knocking it over. So they went out of their way to knock down the cross at the top of this church. So they are targeting these churches. They're blowing them up, and they're killing anybody inside.
You know, the funny thing is, the Turkish parliament speaker recently stood up, and he said that ending the Israeli government's actions would not only allow Palestinians to live in peace, but would also help secure world peace. I wonder how long before the Mossad targets this guy.
Yeah, and all anyone has to do is look at the last 50 years or so and look at all of the wars. They're almost all in the Middle East. And they're almost all for Israel. You know, the first Gulf War was unnecessary. And then the war in Iraq against Iran, that was a proxy war that we started, and we were funding both sides during Iran-Contra. The United States and Israel were sending weapons to the Iranians. We were sending chemical and biological weapons to Iraq. And a decade later, we went in there and said, you've got chemical weapons. How dare you? You've got biological weapons. I can't believe it. Well, we got them. We sold them all those weapons. The whole thing is ridiculous. And all these wars are for Israel. They're all for expansion, not security. And until Israel is stopped by a unifying force, it's going to take the United States, Russia, China, and India, and Pakistan. I mean, you're going to have to get these countries together and somehow force them to disarm. And they're going to have to disarm their nuclear weapons program because they are threatening the entire world with their Samson option, which the Samson option, if people don't know, that is Israel's out or their prerogative to use nuclear weapons against any country that turns against them, or if they feel like, you know, they're being targeted by any country, which targeting Israel could just mean pulling support. That's enough for them to feel targeted. So, I mean, look what happened when Trump stopped bombing or told them to stop bombing Lebanon and sign that peace deal. The next day, not only did Israel violate the treaty or the peace deal, but Israeli soldiers were filming themselves burning American flags. They hate us. They don't just hate Christians. They hate Americans. And there's videos all over the internet of their soldiers, their politicians, their rabbis, and the man on the street all saying how much they hate Christians, how much they, and how much they hate Americans. So there you go. Anybody that doesn't believe it, wake up, look it up.
Right. Get on this trail. You know.
Yeah.
Never in my youth did I think that I would read Al Jazeera, but there is so much information to be had. And I came across an article by Jeffrey Sachs and Sybil Ferris from June 21st this year entitled Stop Greater Israel to Make Peace. That is, it's an opinion piece, but that is pretty poignant title, isn't it, Pat? I mean, if we stop the Greater Israel Project, then we could have world peace.
Well, the thing to bring up there is Jeffrey Sachs is, he's a very respected geopolitician. He's a best-selling author. He's a professor. He goes to the UN and speaks, and everyone's there. Everyone pays attention. Everyone listens to him. And he goes there and scolds these countries for their idiotic COVID policies and their idiotic war in Ukraine and these ridiculous, absurd wars against the Gazans and the Lebanese people. And he's Jewish, and he's totally against Netanyahu and this Likud party, Smotrich, Ben-Gavir. These guys have all been convicted of war crimes by the International Criminal Court, and they all hate America. They all hate Christians. And Americans that support Israel, again, it's through ignorance. It's through decades of blind obedience to the Christian Zionist doctrine that is bogus, that goes back 150 years to John Nelson Darby and the Scofield Bible, to John Hagee, to Jack Van Impe, and all these different preachers who have made their living selling rapture fantasies to Christians, and all it's done is set us on a course to support the monsters in Israel. And that's what we're still doing. Until people wake up to how they've been fooled and deceived about Christian Zionism, we're always going to be in trouble. You cannot be a Zionist and be a Christian. You just can't. Jesus was the new covenant. And it's a new book for a reason. So, you know, we have to get off that old paradigm somehow, some way.
It is so entrenched with the Scofield Bible and the liberalization of the seminaries that, I mean, Mike Huckabee ascended from the pulpit to become the governor of Arkansas. He was a bastion of Christian leadership. He was a good guy. He's a Christian Zionist. So Trump gets in the office the second time. What does he do? He makes Mike Huckabee the ambassador to Israel.
Yeah, and he is just really turned into a disgusting individual. Meeting with American spy Jonathan Pollard. I saw him in a picture with Ben-Gavir the other day. Ben-Gavir talks about starving babies and killing kids. He he laughs about it. I mean, these people are monsters. There's no way around it. It would be like if Trump got up at a news conference and started talking about how we need to start shooting these kids in the head. We need to start starving these people. People would go insane if Trump did that. But the Israeli leaders and rabbis, they say that stuff every day. Yeah. But it's all hidden from the American people.
For sure.
They're in the dark.
Now, you know? If Trump were to, as part of his immigration plan, say, everybody that came across the border, if you see them, shoot them in the head. I don't care if it's man, woman, elderly, child, newborn, shoot them in the head.
Yeah.
That's, if you want to extrapolate what Israel is doing to the Palestinians, that is about on par with what, if Trump were to say those things to rid this country of these illegal immigrants.
Yeah, can you imagine if Trump said we just need to take these whole things out and put a bullet in your head? The people would go nuts if he said that.
There would be a huge uproar.
Oh, everywhere.
But because it's God's chosen people, it's okay.
Yeah. I'm so sick. You know what? If they were God's chosen people, they couldn't torture these kids. They couldn't rape these people. They couldn't sodomize a doctor to death. They couldn't bomb tent cities of refugees who've already lost 4 or 5 members of their family to Israeli bombings. I mean, yeah, it's just horrific what these poor people are having to put up.
Yeah, they wouldn't be stealing land that's not theirs. They wouldn't be destroying olive groves and people's crops, raising their houses and moving them down. Get out of here. This is my land. I mean, they're pushing, and Netanyahu is 100% for the Greater Israel plan from the Euphrates to the Nile. This is our, you know, the sad thing is, Pat, DNA has proven that these are not the ancient Israelites. They have no claim for this land.
Well, no. Judaism wasn't even around when Abraham, what was that, Abraham, 3,800 BC or 3,800 years ago, like 2,000 BC or what was it?
I'm not positive on, I've never been one to study all the years.
Yeah, I mean, Judaism wasn't even around yet. And so people just imagine or just believe that everyone who was an Israelite was a Jew. And that's just not true.
You know, I think the Apostle Paul, being a Jew and being saved and seeing the truth about Christ, is the greatest testament of what should be happening, because God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't care what your DNA is. God wants you to come to him. Jew, right. Gentile, Paul wrote in Galatians 3:26-29, if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And if we put the kibosh on the Greater Israel plan and we started humanitarian practices, love your neighbor as you love yourself, we would have world peace. Pat, I want to thank you for coming on and spending a couple of days with me, man. I really appreciate this, brother.
Oh, I had a great time. Thanks, Jerry.
Okay, that's going to take care of this week's program. My guest has been Pat McShay. We want to thank you for tuning in and giving us an hour of your time. We greatly appreciate it. And as always, I pray you will tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.